Once there was a little caterpillar. She was happy and content, living life in the forest. Little Caterpillar was very pretty. In fact, she knew she was the prettiest and most delicate shade of green, which blended beautifully with her surroundings in the forest and at the same time made her irresistible to other caterpillars. "You're so cute, little caterpillar. You're such fun," the other caterpillars would say. She loved how she moved, inching her way over the forest floor, climbing trees and delicately balancing on dew-covered leaves. She was also rather proud of the many tiny little spines that sprang from her body, spines that were as soft as fur, but each one highly attuned, just like antennae, taking in and processing all the important information about the world. Little Caterpillar never went far from home, but she liked it that way, even though the other caterpillars teased her sometimes. She was happy just being part of the larger caterpillar family, and she knew she was special in her own way. One day, as she inched along a sturdy tree branch, she had an unusual burst of energy. She made her way right out to the far reaches of the limb, and after her long climb, she was suddenly ravenous in a way that she'd never been before. She was surrounded by juicy young leaves, which she started to eat and then found she couldn't stop. She gorged herself on every leaf in sight, taking in leaf after leaf, eating the branch bare, until suddenly she stopped in horror. She felt absolutely bloated and full beyond belief. She was embarrassed about her eating frenzy and couldn't understand what had driven her to do it. And she was suddenly so incredibly tired. She could barely keep her balance on the now bare tree limb. She felt so full and so sleepy. She knew she couldn't make it all the way back down the tree and back home. As she was working out what she could do, she drifted off to sleep without even knowing it. When Little Caterpillar woke from her sleep, she was confused to find she wasn't at home, and then remembered what had happened on the tree branch and how sleepy she'd been after her feeding frenzy. But something felt strange. She realized she was actually hanging upside down on the tree branch and that she wasn't able to see anything around her. As she gradually came to her senses, she realized she couldn't move. Her bloated body felt restricted and strange. Her skin felt hard and almost like it had ballooned and wrapped around her. It was such an odd and frightening feeling, like she was no longer herself and had no control of her body. No matter how she struggled and pushed and jiggled about, nothing seemed to change. She was trapped in what seemed to be a cocoon of her own making. Being a smart little caterpillar, though, she decided to do what she always did and just make the best of things. So she let herself relax into her new surroundings. It was quite comfortable, really. After a while, when she'd finally got used to the fact that she would probably be there for some time, something strange started to happen. Her body seemed to have changed. She no longer had her luscious green soft exterior, and her spiny antennae had all but disappeared. And she seemed to have grown some hard, angular parts on the side of her body. What on earth was happening? Fast forwarding a little, Little Caterpillar woke from a nap to find her cocoon expanding. In fact, it seemed to be cracking open, and she could feel her strange new body stretching and breaking free. There was nothing she could do about it. She knew she was about to fall out of the cocoon, and from so high up in the tree, it was unlikely she was going to survive. Then the most remarkable thing happened. Just at the moment when she started to fall from the branch, the two angular structures that had been growing out of her sides suddenly unfurled into two large wings, and instead of falling, she started to fly. Little Caterpillar felt the breeze lifting her, and as she looked at herself, she saw a streamlined body, sleek and aerodynamic, and two brilliantly coloured wings in purples, pinks and blues. She didn't look at all like herself, but she certainly did look and feel quite amazing. Once she got the hang of flying and soaring and controlling her new abilities, she made her way to the part of the forest where her fellow family of caterpillars lived. Excitedly, she called out to them, so happy to be home. But the caterpillars didn't recognize her and were frightened by this strange flying creature. "It's me! It's Little Caterpillar! I've had a strange experience and I know I look different, but I've come home!" "You don't belong here. We don't know you. You're not a caterpillar. You look weird. Get away, get away. We don't want you here," the other caterpillars yelled. Little Caterpillar was devastated. She stayed at a distance, looking longingly at her friends and family that no longer accepted her strange shape. None of them appreciated her beautiful coloured wings. She didn't know what to do. Time passed and she couldn't bring herself to fly away or find new friends. She just stayed close by, hoping that someone would eventually recognize her and welcome her home. But at every opportunity, they continued to jeer and make snide remarks at her, never missing a chance to criticize everything about her. Just as Little Caterpillar was at her wit's end, out of the blue, she heard the beating of wings and a ripple in the air, and suddenly a beautiful butterfly appeared above her and flew down to gently land beside her. She was so incredibly beautiful. Her body was so sleek, and her wings were an almost impossible blend of purples, pinks, and blues. She was so elegant. And as she landed and neatly folded her beautiful wings, she looked directly at Little Caterpillar and smiled. "You're so beautiful," Little Caterpillar blurted out. "So are you," said the butterfly. "Really?" asked Little Caterpillar. "No one recognizes me anymore. I've lost all my friends and family and I don't know what to do. One day I was a beautiful green caterpillar and now I'm some strange flying creature." The wise lady butterfly said, "You've made your transition. You've undertaken the most difficult task in any caterpillar's life and have transformed into a butterfly. Every one of your friends and family will do the same at some point. They will all go through what you have. Just wait and see. It's part of a caterpillar's life to change and evolve. It's never comfortable, but it is our destiny. And look at you now. Look at your streamlined body and your beautiful purple, pink, and blue wings. Magnificent. Standing out and being noticed isn't always comfortable, but it is who you are. And you now have a lot of new skills, including being able to fly. You don't have to inch across the forest floor anymore. Now you can soar above it. You'll see everything from a whole new perspective, and you can flit and float and land on every bush and tree and flower anywhere you wish. Little Caterpillar felt her heart swell with pride, and her thoughts quickly turned to all the new adventures she realized she was longing to embark on. She felt a strength and confidence like never before. "I'm here to acknowledge your courage and welcome you to your new life," continued Lady Butterfly. "There is a wonderful new circle of butterflies waiting to meet you, who, like you, are beautiful and each one completely unique. We love being butterflies and we know you're going to love it too." Lady Butterfly concluded her wise words with this: "What seems like the end of the world to a caterpillar is just the beginning of life to a butterfly. Welcome to the world, beautiful Miss Butterfly."